Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Retail Energy Co podcast, the show where we help inform you about what's going on within the REC. My name's Paul Rock, and I'm the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. And today, Release Manager Holly Law will be detailing the rather numerous change proposals about to be implemented into the next code release on the 8th of November 2024. There are 12 in total, and let's begin with R49, Intellectual Property Rights and Services Data Main Body Changes.
So this change proposal has been raised by the centralised registration services provider to address risks that they have identified associated with Clause 13 of the REC main body, and that's relating to intellectual property rights. Operational realities that have emerged since the REC go live mean that clauses drafted prior to the go live may now need to be reviewed to reflect current centralised registration services practices. The Central Registration Services intellectual property right provisions within the code were drafted before designation version 1 of the code and primarily seek to deal with the CRS services IPR as if it were an IPR developed and owned by the CSR provider or its contractors, when in reality, much of the solution is built upon third-party owned software or platforms and services that are available to the market. The scope of the CRS service IPR refers to some now obsolete terms and concepts and ought to be amended to clarify what the CRS provider actually owns or is responsible for to alleviate that existing ambiguity.
R69, Amendments to Sample Access Agreement.
So several non-party REC service users have entered into an access agreement with RECO under the code's qualification and maintenance schedule to obtain access to the CSS and become a CSS user. These access agreements are based on the sample access agreement appended to Schedule 9 to the code, which DCC believes should have been revised to address issues that they have identified. So within Schedule 9 qualification and maintenance, being amended so that non-party REC service users will be bound to Schedule 26, which is the switching service management schedule, as this is mandatory for all other REC service users, and also to be included within paragraph 7.2, which binds them to clause 20 of the REC main body also.
R92A, DCC service level agreements for the switching incentive regime alternative.
Requirements for the central switching service were identified during the design, build and test phase of the Ofgem-led switching program as a basis for the procurement of switching systems. These requirements were later baselined in the REC service definition as service level agreements. Following the successful go-live of the CSS, these SLAs merit a review in order to ensure that they are actually realistic, given the physical system design and the actual behaviours of users compared to the assumptions that were made in the early design phase of the switching program. This change proposal has been raised as the vehicle to complete the review and take forward any identified changes. On the 22nd of July 24, the authority rejected R0092 and approved R092A as the alternative for implementation. The central switching service and the switching operator service definitions are being updated as part of this change.
R94, clarify obligations on gas meter exchanges that occur close to COS.
This change has been raised to address an issue with the switch with a concurrent change of MEM process. So MEMs are obliged to issue on jobs to the CDSP as part of a meter exchange. However, this would not be issued if the MEM has received a de-appointment flow as part of the switch. This change proposes to obligate MEMs to issue on jobs for any completed meter exchanges, even after receiving that de-appointment flow. And this will ensure accurate meter technical details are available to the gaining supplier and MEM. Section 6.4, 7.5, 8.5 and 9.5 in Schedule 14 metering operations are being updated.
R113, data specification updates and clarifications.
It's been identified that gaps or misaligned references were transferred to the REC data specification at REC Go Live, and this change proposal seeks to fill those gaps and provide clarification for parties. This will enable parties to self-serve and reduce the risk of ambiguities in the current data specification, resulting in incorrectly defined market messages. This change will update the relevant legal text in the REC data specification to provide clarification and alignment from previous legacy documents to parties. And And it will also ensure that existing parties have a consistent understanding and new entrants are able to set up their systems appropriately. So the data specification, the REC data catalogue and standard definitions are being updated. There are quite a few changes with this one, but they are all listed in a table that's quite easy to read in the final change report on the portal. So head over and have a look at it. There was also a webinar held for this change and the recording is also available on the portal.
R115, frequency and content of CSS reports on switching via the DCC portal.
This change has been raised by Ofgem to make updates to CSS reports provided by the switching operator and for these to be provided on a weekly basis and designed in such a way that only genuine switches between suppliers are reported. At present, the latter is not possible as all switches at an MPID level are reported with no indication of switching flows. Section 7.3 of the switching operator service definition is being updated to include details of two new reports which will be provided to Ofgem and includes their frequency of weekly.
R119, annulment definition.
The REC code manager has identified parties using annulments when they should be using other processes, and the lack of clear definition of what an annulment is could be a contributing factor to this. So this change proposal provides an amendment to paragraphs 10.1 and 10.2 of Schedule 23 Registration Services Schedule to clarify when the annulment process should be used and the requirements for suppliers.
R150, on-site aggregation as a method to facilitate third-party access. BSC P455.
Following a modification proposal to the Balancing and Settlement Code to allow on-site aggregation as a method for third-party access on private networks, the code manager is required to amend the REC to place the requirement on the meter equipment managers appointed by the boundary points electricity supplier to rectify any faults found with the submeters used in the on-site aggregation methodology. Schedule 14, metering operations, is being updated to place a requirement in Section 20, proving tests for mowers to rectify faults found in submeters used on the on-site aggregation methodology and submit the on-site aggregation form.
R203, CSS retry strategy.
This change proposal will amend the legal text in section 2.4 of the switching data management schedule to reflect the retry strategy, which is currently in the central switching service system, as there is currently a mismatch. It also provides an updated strategy that ensures the DCC will have a system in place to ensure that any future changes to the retry strategy would not happen without a change proposal being raised in the first instance.
R206, cross-code changes to align with BSC CP 1598.
This change proposal has been raised to align with BSC CP 1598, which states that six scenario variants of the market messages specified within the early drafting of P375 were not progressed to the final solution of P375 and REC CP R0008. As these scenario variants are not captured within the data specification, the relevant market participants won't be able to use the data transfer network to exchange the relevant data, which then means that they have to use a less secure mechanism to send and receive that data. It also means that the original intent of the Alexon modification P375 has yet to be achieved, as not all market message changes have been implemented. The missing scenario variants will be added to the data specification, and it means that the energy supplier and meter operator agents will be able to use the data transfer network to exchange that relevant data.
R211, November 2024 housekeeping change.
The code manager has identified a number of typographical and formatting errors, as well as opportunities to provide clarity, improve consistency and accuracy across the REC services and products. These particular changes have been assessed as meeting the criteria to be progressed via a housekeeping change proposal. So we'll be updating the smart meter installer, domestic customer and micro business customer surveys to add the demographic questions to the front page. We'll also be adding some additional information on error messages within the supply point switching API technical specification.
And finally, R182, levelization reconciliation electricity single rate multi-register split.
This change proposal will introduce the necessary governance and charging amendments to existing payment method levelisation reconciliation arrangements, which were introduced in R0147, and this is to allow for multi-register reconciliation. The amendments will allow for an ongoing reconciliation that accounts for a split in both single rate and multi-rate register metering assets. Additionally, it will also allow for a one-off retrospective recalculation of the period dating from the proposed effective implementation date of the 1st of January 2025 back to the implementation of the original reconciliation mechanism introduced on the 1st of April 2024. This change has been referred to the ROT for their determination, and subject to that authority decision coming back by the 1st of November 2024, it will be implemented as part of this release on the 8th of November 2024. If a decision is received after that date, it will be implemented no later than the 31st of December 2024.
Thank you, Holly Law, for a great roundup of a very busy release.
Absolutely. If you head over to the release page on the REC portal, you can find a handy list of all the change proposals in scope with links to all the change proposal pages. I'll also be hosting a webinar on the 31st of October where I can answer any questions on each of those change proposals. If you do have any questions on the release, get in touch with me by emailing holly.law@recmanager.co.uk. Updates about REC changes are included in the weekly change bulletin, and that's circulated to subscribers every Friday. To sign up, email inquiries@recmanager.co.uk.
Superb. Thanks again, Holly. That's all from us today. If you have any feedback on today's episode or suggestions for future podcasts, please do get in touch. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. Thank you very much, and goodbye.